And we are looking forward, now that the election is over, to Independence Day and into Let Us Know What's Going On in Bartlesville from the Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville Club President, Nathan Thompson. And you and I have spent a little bit of time with political forums, but we get to talk about something more celebratory this morning.
We certainly do, Charlie. Good to see you this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a good day in the neighborhood. Again, people need to drink some extra water around town today. Freedom Fest has become such a tradition in Bartlesville, and the Kiwanis has been doing it now, I'll say, since the late 90s. I don't know exactly the date, but I remember the first time doing some setups outside the Dillard store at the mall. They didn't want us to set up the stage until after the store had closed, and so it was very quick. I'll say I think we had 45 minutes to an hour to get everything set up, and then we started off with Freedom Fest. But we're downtown now.
We are downtown. We're in a great location now, and hopefully we're not having any of that last-minute setup that you had to deal with those many years ago. But yes, we are so proud. The Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville is so happy to bring the 4th of July Freedom Fest to the great city of Bartlesville. And this year, it's being presented as well by our friends at the Examiner Enterprise. And it's just going to be a great year this year. We've had some changes.
Good.
That we're going to be doing. You were just talking about how H-O-T it is today.
Yeah.
Well, my goodness, I think on good old July 4th, it's going to be hot as a firecracker.
I think that's appropriate for the holiday, too.
It is. So we've made some changes. We've actually shortened the event a little bit as far as time frame is concerned. We used to start at 6 o'clock. This year, we're starting at 7 o'clock. But that doesn't mean we're going to have less activities for folks out there. It is such a fun time, Charlie, to be out there. And we certainly appreciate you're going to be there with us throughout the entirety of the day.
I have enjoyed the MC work at it. It's always fun. And, you know, it's one of those days, let's just be unabashedly American, wave the flag a little bit, and have a great day.
Absolutely. We could not agree with that more, and we certainly appreciate the partnership that we have with you. And you're going to get your dollar's worth this year, my friend.
Okay.
We have everything on one stage this year, which is a change from years past.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're going to kick off at 7 o'clock, where we'll have Representative Earl Sears, who will come in and lead the Pledge of Allegiance, give us some good words of advice for Independence Day.
Sure.
And then, of course, the presentation of the colors by the American Legion. And then we have a special guest this year who's going to be singing the national anthem. We're bringing in a young lady by the name of Carly Sturgeon. She's coming all the way from the big metropolis of Caney, Kansas this year.
Oh, right. And from out of state, even.
From out of state. You know, hey, we're really expanding from our entertainment standpoint this year. But, you know, we've got so many great events. Freedom Fest is a great day. Yes, it's going to be a little bit warm, but hey, what do you expect?
That's right.
What do you expect on July 4th?
I don't care if we're talking Maine or Minnesota or Florida or Texas. Hot temperatures and fireworks go together.
Absolutely. Just as apple pie and all that good, wonderful other stuff that we do here.
We'll have baseball going on with the Wingett tournament, so that's appropriate.
That's right. See, we got baseball, we got food, we've got entertainment, we've got fireworks. You can't ask for anything better in downtown Bartlesville than to be at Freedom Fest at 7 o'clock.
And the Kiwanians have stepped up over the years, and I'll tell you, it is a full force effort, or it sure seems that way anyway.
It is, and yes, the Kiwanis Club is we are obviously the ones who do it, but we have such wonderful volunteers from multiple other organizations and partners who come out and help us.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, I would like to mention the Phillips 66 Employee Network. They're going to be coming out and manning and helping us man our inflatables that we're going to have for the kids this year.
Good.
We've actually grown the inflatables this year. We're going to have a total of 5 huge, I'm talking huge, ginormous inflatables in the RVS parking lot this year. My favorite one is actually going to be called the Human Wrecking Ball. Now, that kind of sounds a little scary.
Okay, tell me more.
Well, the Human Wrecking Ball is it's inflatable.
Sure.
It's all filled with air, so
okay.
It's safe. But there is a wrecking ball kind of in the middle of 4 pedestals where kids can go in and stand on the pedestals, and their goal is to shoot that wrecking ball across to their friends.
Okay.
And without touching the side of the wall, their goal is to knock their friends off. And whoever is the last man standing or last girl standing, they're the winner. So that's one really exciting inflatable. I wish I could get in there, to be honest with you.
We'll have to send you back a few decades so you can enjoy that in time.
Well, you know, they say adults can get in there, but, you know, this is really for the kids.
Sure,
I'm not going to do that. But we also have, you know, the...
It does look bad when the guy in charge is out there playing with the kids.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to get that reputation of trying to beat kids off the human wrecking ball. So, but we also have a 36-foot-long inflatable obstacle course that we're going to be putting up as well for kids to go through and race each other through all different types of obstacles. Everybody loves Spider-Man. Spider-Man's going to be out there, a big bouncy house, and we always have to have a water slide.
Oh,
you know, it's the 4th of July.
That's right.
It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
So, well, this year, we have a combination bouncy house with the water slide attached. So they're going to be in there bouncing, getting all nice and having all fun, and then go down that slide. So I'm really looking forward to the inflatables. And then, of course, the entertainment that we're going to have this year is just absolutely stellar, Charlie.
Over the years, they've always had great entertainers, and whether it's local acts or even some of the soloists or ensembles, it's great. What you got going for this year?
Well, this year we made the decision to be all family and to be all local as best as we can, and so we are actually going to be doing our Stars of Freedom Fest vocal talent competition as our entertainment this year.
Good.
So
okay.
these are kids from very young up until the more advanced age. So right after we get done with the opening ceremonies at 7:15, that's when the youngest group for the Stars of Freedom Fest are going to be up there. And I understand we have 7 contestants.
Great.
Maybe more. The deadline is tomorrow, by the way, to register if you want to do that.
We'll tell you how you can do that.
We'll do
Stay
that.
With us here.
Yeah, we'll tell you how to do that here in just a moment. And then we'll take a little bit of break because we're going to have some more fun with the kids.
Great.
At 7:45, we're going to have a patriotic kids costume contest up on the stage.
And that's so traditional. That's great. Yeah,
it is traditional. We've done parades in the past. We've done Little Mister and Miss. We wanted to combine both of those into such a fun event. So it's 7:45. Kids from toddlers all the way up to age 17. If they want to do and dress up as Uncle Sam, as Lady Liberty, or in the red, white, and blue to show their American colors, they're more than welcome to do so, and they'll get to visit with you as well since they'll be up there on the main stage.
All right. I get to play Art Linkletter. It's great.
There you go. So that's going to be at 7:45, and then on the main stage at 8:15, of course, where would we be as Americans without our great servicemen and women?
No, we need to recognize every one of them.
Absolutely we do. And what we do with saluting our heroes this year, we're not only honoring our veterans and our active duty military, but we're expanding that to our local heroes as well in law enforcement, our fire department, our first responders, anybody who's actually gone in and made a difference for our city, for our nation. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to recognize them. Great salute. We play all the military songs from all 5 branches.
Sure.
We're going to have to find a song for the Space Force now, I think.
We will have to do it. We just started off with the theme for Star Trek or maybe something from 2001.
There you go. Exactly. And another benefit for all of our heroes that we're recognizing this year, Charlie, is, again, it's going to be hot.
Sure.
So we have a special air-conditioned hospitality suite for our heroes. So they'll be able to enjoy some refreshments, some snacks, courtesy of Walmart Supply Chain and Tate Boys Tire.
I knew there had to be some sponsors we needed to recognize.
Absolutely. You know, we know how to do the sponsor thing, don't we, in the type of business we are in, Charlie?
Yes, for sure.
So, yes, Tate Boys and Walmart Supply Chain are doing a great job to help us salute our heroes this year. And then the Stars of Freedom Fest will get back on the stage at 8:30. And, of course, everything culminates at the end with the big fireworks display.
That is what we all came for anyway. This is the rest of it is the prelude, the build-up to the fireworks.
Absolutely. And at 9:45, and kind of depending upon when the Winget tournament is over, 9:45-ish is whenever we're planning to do that, we're going to kick it off with a beautiful rendition of God Bless America, performed live by Lily McGee. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. By Lily McGee. She's actually starring as Ariel in The Little Mermaid with Children's Musical Theater. She's from Claremore. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be singing God Bless America for us. And then the fireworks are going to take the show and just be a wonderful thing. Now, I was talking about hot apple pie earlier.
Yes.
You can't have the 4th of July without food.
No. We need watermelons, we need apple pie, we need hot dogs and hamburgers.
Hot dogs, hamburgers, what about tamales?
Sure.
What about funnel cakes? What about all that wonderful fried food?
Ooh, good stuff.
Absolutely. We're going to have gourmet sandwiches out there. We're going to have the fried customs. We're going to have the lemonade, fresh squeezed lemonade, that will be so nice on such a hot day. We have a total of 9 vendors, food
Great.
Vendors,
okay.
who are going to be setting up between on 2nd Street.
All along 2nd Street.
On 2nd Street. The food area is going to be between Johnstone and Keeler. So that's lots of food. We brought in a whole bunch of great folks to come in and help us this year. I'm just super excited about it, Charlie. I hope you are too.
I can see it on your face. We're going to take a short break here from a sponsor. And of course, then we're going to make sure that people know how to sign up for the Stars for Freedom Fest. Nathan and I will continue coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our time this morning with Nathan Thompson, and we are talking Freedom Fest, of course, downtown Bartlesville on the 4th of July. That'll be Wednesday next week. Nathan, we were talking about the Stars of Freedom Fest, opportunity for youngsters to show off a little bit, get some recognition on their hard work. We didn't tell them how to sign up.
That's an important thing to talk about, the Stars of Freedom Fest. If you are somebody who has a vocal talent that you would like to display, there is a registration that you do need to go through for the Stars of Freedom Fest competition. This is brought to you by Everett Music Studio, by the way. Delenn Everett is doing a great job.
Delenn has been a supporter of Freedom Fest for a long time.
She has. So if you go to BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org, BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org, you'll find at the very bottom of the page, there is a link there where you can go in and fill out the registration form, find out how to get the entry fee. There is a $25 entry fee for Stars of Freedom Fest and some additional rules. You might need to submit an audio recording or a video recording of yourself, and then we will let you know. The deadline...
You mentioned it's tomorrow.
Is tomorrow. That's right. So any last-minute folks who want to show off their vocal talents during Freedom Fest in front of a crowd of thousands and... live on the radio.
That's right.
There you go. So a little radio plug there for you. We'll be more than happy to accommodate that. Again, all age groups. We have 3 different age categories this year. All of that information is available at BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org.
And again, you mentioned that there is an audition procedure that you have to go through on that one. You follow the form and just read it carefully so you comply with all the rules. Wouldn't want someone not to be able to compete just because they missed a detail somewhere.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're fairly lenient. We're not going to be a huge stickler. This isn't, you know, a big, huge television broadcast like America's Got Talent or American Idol.
We could invite them in.
We could, yeah. We'd love to have them if they wanted to come. But we're going to be giving out some great prizes from area businesses, and cash prizes are going to be coming out as well for the top contenders in each age category. It's going to be a great night for friends, family, food, and fireworks this year
at
the Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville's Freedom Fest.
And so it's an opportunity. You've got a committee that I'm sure has been working on this almost since Freedom Fest concluded last year.
It is a year-round process. You know, literally 2 weeks. We take a couple of weeks off
The event. Okay, so August 1st.
You know. Right. Yeah, we take a couple of weeks, and we kind of go over how things went the previous year. Then we immediately begin planning for the next year. It really builds up steam in January. So our heavy planning time frame is a 7-month buildup to what we hope is the best community event for Bartlesville. We know it is now the largest Festival in downtown Bartlesville. We're very happy to be able to do that on behalf of the Kiwanis Club. And this year we've partnered up with the Examiner Enterprise. They've been great sponsors for us. Again, we here at the radio station, we couldn't ask for more from you guys. Charlie's going to be our MC for the evening. And then, of course, it's going to be broadcast live on KWN 1400 all throughout the evening.
I'll correct you. I think we usually do the Winget Tournament here on K1. We have it on KYFM, which gives us a bigger, wider range anyway.
Even better. Yeah. There you go. So you get that nice stereo FM sound for our Stars of Freedom Fest this year. I love that. We've had some great businesses and individuals who stepped up. Just a few off the top of my head, the Hilton Garden Inn, they've done a great job in helping with our volunteers. Truity Credit Union always steps up. Walmart Supply Chain, Tate Boys Tire, Bank of Oklahoma, Arvest, Express RX here in Bartlesville, Susan Dick Financial Services. Stump Funeral Home is sponsoring us for this year.
Thank you.
And Zach Henderson at State Farm, Sign and Banners Express. And then our head photographer is Tony Lehmer. So he's going to be our chief photographer for the evening. And, of course, Delin Everett at Everett Music Studios. We have a great, great relationship with all of these wonderful individuals and businesses throughout the community.
Well, and it takes a little bit of help from the community, like the city providing, well, obviously police, security, parking, maybe blocking off some streets so that you can set up early and that sort of thing. I know the city has been a big partner in the past, too.
They certainly have, and this is my first year to co-chair the event. My other co-chair, Julia May.
I see her sitting there next to you.
She wasn't able to make it this morning. She had a last-minute meeting that she had to do this morning, but she should be here the next time we visit on July 4.
Okay.
Just a great committee of individuals and folks who just really work. And as I said, this is our first year. The city has been so cooperative on any piece of event paperwork that I might have forgotten to do.
It does take a lot of planning. I was talking with Sherry Wilt from the chamber yesterday, reversing the process. You know, they're planning the ice skating rink for Christmas time and during the hottest portion of the summer.
Yeah.
So
there you go. And we go at the Kiwanis Club, we go from planning Freedom Fest to planning the Christmas parade.
That's right.
The Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville does the Christmas parade as well. We're very happy to be so actively involved in our community. We love the support that the Kiwanis Club gets. Freedom Fest is one of our premier signature events.
Sure.
We have people from all across the region who come here. Thousands of people on 2nd Street between Dewey and Keeler at 7 o'clock with the fireworks at 9:45. You can't beat it.
And I have no doubt that there will be at least a few people who will want their vote noticed on the August 28th runoff that might be parading the streets somewhere along, shaking people's hands.
Yeah, there might be a few handshakers.
Again, 4th of July and politics often run together, too.
That's right. You're right about that. And so we'll probably see some faces out there. I would not be surprised at all.
No, wouldn't either.
The city, as going back to them, they've just been incredible. If you know about what's going on 2nd Street, they've been doing that landscaping project.
Yes.
And I have been on constant contact with Lisa Beeman, with Micah Seemers, making sure that we're okay if we need to make any changes.
Nobody's going to fall in a hole.
No, nobody's going to fall in a hole, luckily, for this year at Freedom Fest. So we're excited about that.
Micah was mentioning, I think, on Monday that, again, with the planning for the sewer project, it would be working from the Price Tower over to 2nd Street, that he was making sure the schedules would meet up with what you guys were doing.
Yeah,
so I know the city has worked hard to make sure.
He and I were exchanging emails as less than 24 hours ago, to be honest with you, Charlie. You know, it does take a big group. The city, the Kiwanis Club, our friends at Phillips 66, and with the employee networks that they have over there, you all here at the radio station. But, you know, we can't do this by ourselves.
No, we want people to show up.
We want people to show up, and we still would love people to volunteer.
You need help before and after.
Before and after, we start setting up at 7:30 in the morning, and we're there until well after midnight sometimes, depending upon how the day goes. But specifically during the event, between the hours of 7 and 9:45.
Where do they go to volunteer?
They can go to BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org.
BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org.
There you go. And then there is a link there to sign up for volunteers. Every single one of our volunteers will get a Freedom Fest t-shirt absolutely free of charge, where you can wear that with pride across the community to show that you were involved in Bartlesville's best downtown party.
Thank you to the Kiwanians. Nathan, I know chairing an event like this is a lot of work. Thank you for your effort, your time, and your planning.
Well, it's absolutely my pleasure to do, Charlie. I'm excited to chair this for the first time this year, and I couldn't ask for better support from the community, from my Kiwanis Club, or from anybody. This is such a joy for us to put on for the community.
That's a Community Connection. We'll join news from the Oklahoma News Network.
State health officials are asking people to not call state or county health department offices with questions.